Get behind me, Satan. You are not thinking as God does, but as human beings do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, if we look at our readings today, what they were trying to communicate to us is exactly what we're celebrating the Mass for, which is mercy. Which is mercy, because what do we find here but in that moment when God has just destroyed the whole world through a great flood, he is again giving man possession to the earth, only saying, look, blood is due to God. Give God the blood, because life is in the blood, as it says in another place in Scripture, because to God belongs life. That's why no one can take the life of another human being without there being consequences. That's why he gives the fifth commandment, thou shalt not murder. And if one is to murder, his own life should be considered forfeit, because he has done an offense not merely against that person or against their society, but against God. Because to God belongs all blood, belongs all life. And he gives us that beautiful bow within the sky as a reminder. Every time you should see it, it should remind you of mercy. It should remind you that God could have destroyed. It should remind you that God could have destroyed the whole world in a great deluge again, but yet he preserved some so that his promise may continue. And he said, I don't want to ever do that again. So he gave us the beautiful bow in the sky as a sign that his mercy extends even to us today, as a perpetual remembrance of God's covenant with us. But his mercy also costs something. We see that in our second reading, where Peter says, yes, you are Jesus. Yes, you are the Christ. But then again, after that, he tells them, but the Christ can't die. The Christ can't suffer. The Christ can't be rejected. And that is the spirit of Antichrist. That is the spirit of Satan, which says that this isn't the way that things are going to work, because I love you that much. But God's love doesn't say you're not going to suffer in this life. I was just visiting with a woman who is in great suffering, and her husband and her family in greater suffering because they have to deal with her suffering, when I gave her the anointing of the sick earlier this morning. And to remind her that God works through suffering. Even God's own love and mercy came to us through suffering on the cross. And so, when we endure our own suffering within our lives, that's also a share within God's suffering, a share within God's desire to give us mercy. And so next time, maybe you're dealing with a stubbed toe, or maybe it's something more significant, like an extreme headache or a stomach ache, or the bodily pains that come from age each and every day as you have to crawl out of bed. Recognize that those two can be united. To God's suffering, and God's suffering is the thing that brings us mercy. May your ills and sufferings so too remind you of God's mercy for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.